Ryan Kerr is a defenseman for the Steele County Blades. Couple of seasons with the team. It feels like last season's team just kind of re-upped. You know, it's a lot of guys that came back from last season that had to make the transition, you know, back in September, October, pretty good to this season, Ryan.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. So what are some positive aspects of just kind of bringing back a lot of guys? How has that made for a good season for the Blades?
Just having the chemistry that we had last year. Just, you know, everyone knows each other. Everyone's comfortable with each other. You know, even the new guys, they got comfortable with us right away. So just that team chemistry, it's huge.
Was the schemes and the game plans and things like that, were they able to get a little more intricate or just executed better with the idea that a lot of guys kind of knew each other? How about that aspect of just game planning and the like?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, everyone kind of knows how everyone plays. So, you know, sometimes you'll see a weird pass that, you know, you wouldn't normally give, but it's like, I know that guy's going to be there.
Wow. Yeah, that's a real interesting point. I mean, when you know where people are going to be. As we hit the end of the season here before too long, what are some of those keys on the ice? What is it going to take for the Blades maybe to still get a home playoff series if you get real hot, and then when the playoffs are here? What has to happen on the ice for the team to have success?
Honestly, we just got to go back to the fundamentals. Get pucks deep, forecheck, get it back, high to low, shot on net, and just robots over and over.
Are there some favorite teams you like playing? And I'm not positive as we're talking, I don't have the standings sitting here in front of me as to who the team might play in the playoffs and things like that, but is there a team you guys kind of have your eyes on, or just kind of a feel for a good rival for you guys?
I don't know. We like every team, but we hate every team. it's a love hate type of game, and we're coming for the Moose. We want that home playoff spot.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome, though. The love, the hate, because things get pretty heated during a game, but at the end of the game, you can hopefully give a high five, and a lot of times teams kind of gather in the middle of the ice right now to kind of, share a little togetherness. So the love hate is just kind of part of hockey, maybe more so than other sports, because you guys have to get so physical with one another during a game.
100%, yeah.
Talk about the outdoor game you've got on your Hockey Day Minnesota Mankato sweatshirt, the outdoor game at Blakesley and Mankato. It has to be just such an awesome memory to have.
It's a great time. Like, just the weather, it was cold, but, you know, like, you're doing what you love outside in a stadium, and there's nothing better than that.
In Michigan, would you have had any outdoor hockey or skating on a pond or something in the place where you grew up?
Yeah, so every year we'd go play pond, and I played in an outdoor game when I was younger, so I kind of knew what to expect.
Okay. And the aspects of the game itself, a quick start for the Blades, you win the game, it was snowing during the game, what are some other recollections of the game itself?
Just sitting in the heating rooms, you know, it's kind of a small room, so we're all sitting there together just having fun, talking about the game, talking about the elements. It was a good time.
Okay. And so the historic sort of thing for junior hockey to be involved in Hockey Day Minnesota. Maybe a reaction when you first found out about it last summer that junior hockey would be there and the Blades would be there. What was the first thought that came to mind for you?
Yeah, I was just excited. I was smiling. Then we told the boys, and everyone was just ready for it. We were all preparing.
As far as your path to the Blades, couple of just kind of refreshers here on how you found out about Steele County and how you end up here in Owatonna playing junior hockey, Ryan?
I had a college recruiting app, and I set that up, and Darren Banks found me on it.
Okay.
He contacted me, and now I'm here. That's how it worked out.
But what you may have thought of junior hockey before you started playing it, now a couple of seasons here in Owatonna and playing for the Steele County Blades, surprises about junior hockey, or what you're most enjoying about the whole experience?
I think I'm just enjoying just being with the boys every day. You know, like, we get up early, and, you know, that's not the best, but, like, you come to the rink and you're just around the guys, so it's always a good time.
Gosh, hate for that time to end, and it has to at some point here, even if the playoffs go deep, deep, deep. And Ryan, what about your future? How much more time might you have of playing junior hockey still?
After this year, I have one more year.
Okay, one more year to go. All right, well, Ryan, good luck to you and the team as playoffs are on the horizon.
Thank you.
All right, Ryan Kurt.